When to do your experiment. All living beings live within Earth's biosphere. That's the collective influences that create our environment. Some, like temperature, are well known. Others, like fluctuations in geomagnetic field strength, which is heavily influenced by the activity of the sun, are unfamiliar to most of us. And still others, like local sidereal time, are unknown to all but a few scientists. But even more than obvious things like temperature, these subtle influences can affect your remote viewing performance. Ideally, you want to do your sessions as close as possible to 1300 hours local sidereal time, when the geomagnetic field is weak and quiet. Now, I know that sounds very complicated and the sort of thing you could only do in a laboratory, but actually it's simple. And it is also important to remember that many fine remote viewings have been accomplished without considering these factors. But I mention them because if you want to do your sessions under what we in the research community know as the optimal circumstances, you should consider these factors as well. And it's not hard to do them as long as you have access to the internet. To find out local sidereal time, go to this URL, http://tycho, that's T-Y-C-H-O, .usno.navy, N-A-V-Y, .mil/sidereal, sidereal, .html. There you will find directions that are obvious. You just enter the two-letter state code for where you are, and the computer will instantly give you back the local sidereal time. You want to be within 30 minutes either side of 1300. Geomagnetic field strength. To find this out, you go to this URL, http://www.sec.noaa.gov/S(N). When you get to the site, you'll see what look like three gas gauges in the middle of the screen. You want the arrow on the left-hand gas gauge to be pointed into the green. In the upper right corner of the screen, you will see the storm report. You want none or minor storms. It's that simple. Now you are as prepared as any laboratory in the world to do your remote viewing session.